Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, and welcome. It's a party live on air here. Psychic Talk Radio, our 200th episode. I'm Dax Carlisle coming to you live from Tucson, Arizona, executive producer of Psychic Talk Radio. I'm president of the Tarot Guild and co-founder of the International Association of Angel Practitioners. And joining me today first is Maria G. Moss, certified master angel practitioner and also co-founder of the IAP. Hi, Maria.
Hi, Dax. Hi, everybody. Welcome to Angelic Realms Radio. So glad to be here with all of you today.
Wonderful. And by the way, folks, it will be open lines all show long. You can call in, say hi, congratulate us on 200 episodes. Oh, my God. And you can get a message from the angels or a mini reading as well. Joining us is Sharona Rapsik, our other co-host, Angelic Realms, and she is a certified angel practitioner, card reader as well. Hi, Sharona.
Hello, hello. Happy holidays. Tonight is the first night of Hanukkah. We're getting all of the holidays that are centered around light and the winter solstice. So a lot of light coming in.
Absolutely. Hey, I want to shout out real quickly, let everybody know that the phone lines are blowing up. So if you're going to call in, you got to do it right now, 714-816-4628. I know we have some of the other hosts on the network waiting in the wings. They're going to pop in and say hi as well. But we are going to take your calls as well. So give us a call now, 714-816-4628. You can also join us in the chat room. The chat room is starting to get lively there, psychictalk.net/live. And every day we have a show, you know, you can join us in there. There's a player. You can listen to the show. And if you scroll down below the player, you can join us in the chat room, psychictalk.net/live. You know, Maria, I was thinking it was kind of apropos that the 200th episode just happened to land on Angelic Realms because it's our 200th episode of Psychic Talk Radio. We've had this network since only April, but we've had several other networks, and you and I have been on radio together for like 7 years or so.
It's a long time, a lot more than 200 episodes.
Way more. We're in the thousands, folks. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I've been doing this since early 2010. And yeah, it wasn't that much longer after that. You know, I know you were a member of the Tarot Guild and then joined us on air. It wasn't that much longer, maybe like a year or two after that, right?
Right. Yeah. I believe it was somewhere around March of 2012, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah. So it may be even more years than we're thinking.
Yeah, you know, because time does fly. It goes so fast. And then we had the whole Angelic Realms network, and then we kind of moved everything over here so we could have broader range of topics. So we moved everything to the Psychic Talk radio network. And, you know, so on this network now, it's 200 episodes, just to clarify, for the 200th episode of all the shows that have aired on Psychic Talk, right?
That's correct. Yep. Mm-hmm. And actually, we are up to 18 hosts and 11 shows. So,
wow. I think that's the most we've had so far. We had quite a few on the Angelic Realms Network. Some came, some went. And then the ones that remained, we brought over here on the Psychic Talk Radio Network, and then we just expanded with more topics and more hosts. So it really, really, really grew. And I believe, like you said, there's no accident that the 200th episode landed today on the Angelic Realm show, because that shows us that the angels are supporting us and our new network.
Absolutely. It must be. Spirit must be the universe, because it's just blowing up, folks, like crazy. People are joining us as hosts, and we're expanding. We had New Life Radio. We had Rainbow Psychics, Lifescape Radio, and it all started way back in January 20th, 2010, on my mom's birthday, and a long time ago. And our first show was called Tarot Today. And it was just one show all about tarot, and then we started adding in all these other shows. We formed a network that morphed into another one, I think this is our fifth network, actually, and it just keeps getting better all the time.
Awesome.
Sharona, you're
so
kind of...
fantastic things that have happened over the years, and I really feel
absolutely.
One thing is just, guided another thing, and I really do believe the angels have been supporting us all along, just the way things have just fallen into place for all of us, and having Sharona join us. I mean, that was definitely angelic guidance and angelic interaction there. Right, Sharona?
I wanted to ask you what you think, because, you're kind of the new kid on the block, one of our newer hosts. And, you joined us since we launched the new network, Psychic Talk. What's your thoughts?
What's my thoughts? Well, I'm loving it here. But definitely, like Maria was saying, my angel sent me to you guys. So it is really wonderful.
We have so many wonderful new things coming, too. We'll talk about that a little later, right, Dex? Sharona has a wonderful new course that she's going to be adding to our Master Angel Practitioner package. So we have so many wonderful things coming in 2019, folks. So you're going to definitely want to stick with us here at Angelic Realms.
Oh, yeah. It's just amazing. And you can join us as a host, too. Go over and check out our website, psychictalk.net. And right there on the front page, you're going to find a link to upcoming shows, a link to our archive with now 200 episodes in it. And you can also listen to us on iTunes, psychictalk.net/iTunes. We're on Spreaker. We're on Podbean. We're on our website, psychictalk.net. And we're on Blog Talk Radio as well. And a host of other websites carry our show, by the way. Our shows, I should say. It's a network of different shows. I thought I'd throw that out there. But if you go to psychictalk.net, at the top of any page, you can click on Become a Host. And there's a couple of great ways to become a host. You can join us as a staff co-host and just get your feet wet, or you can do a custom show. And it's all explained there on that page, psychictalk.net/hosts. But if you're on our website, just click Become a Host at the top of any page. So, Maria, almost as long as you, one of our other hosts that was on a previous network came back to our network, and she is my fabulous co-host on Saturdays. She also has her own show once a month. It's the first Saturday of the month. It's Mystical Musings with Mary Brown, and then the other Saturdays, it's Mary Brown and I on Psychic Saturdays. Let's bring Mary on. Mary.
Hey,
Mary.
Hello. Hey, Dex, Maria. Hey, Sharona. Happy 200th episode. Where's our champagne?
Woohoo.
I know.
Tea.
I forgot.
I have my tea here.
You have your tea. Yay.
Raise my glass, my mug.
I'm actually drinking ginger ale. You've got to pop
That's
the
close
cork.
Enough, right?
Wow.
Yeah, actually,
what a milestone.
There are there are so many people on here. You know, I think we need more than one bottle. Let's pop it.
Yes.
So Mary, you've been with us almost as long as Maria, you know, and a lot of different shows you were on back in the day.
A lot of different networks. Right.
Yes, a lot of different networks.
I think the first one I did was the Hollywood Insider show with you on Tarot Today.
Mm-hmm. And then you started There's a Rock for That, talking about your crystals.
Yeah, well, did the Hollywood Insider show, then Angel Mondays, then There's a Rock for That, and then now we do Psychic Saturdays and Mystical Musings once a month. Wow.
And by the way, Sharona and Maria, I don't know if you had an opportunity to listen yet, but Mary's Mystical Musings was yesterday because it was the first Saturday. And it was like a mini class on air because you went through so many crystals. And it was Crystals for Christmas.
Oh, nice.
What an education.
I'll have to go back and listen to that one for sure.
Well, once I get talking about rock.
What I really liked, Mary, was how you had all these ideas for inexpensive gifts for people. You were talking about, you know, putting together kits, like healing kits and things like that with the crystals and the stones. And, you know, it's such a great idea. Just brilliant, brilliant idea.
Oh, well, thank you. Yeah, you know, because I feel like it's so – I think I said this on the show, too. I think when you give the gift of crystals, it's like it is a personal gift. It's like you are really, you know, putting some love into it, you know, because they help us in so many different ways. And they just, you know, they sparkle, and I think that they make people sparkle, too.
Absolutely. Fantastic stuff. Oh, gosh. Also joining us is Dr. Rose Wilkerson, one of the producers. And I forgot to mention that Mary's helping me out as a producer on the network, which I just love. And then Dr. Rose is joining us as a producer and is also a radio host on the network. Rose, are you there?
Yes, I am. How you doing, Dex? And how is everybody doing out there?
Great. Did you grab some champagne?
Yes, I was able to get it the second bottle that you opened.
Oh, okay.
We
might have to open
right
a third bottle.
Exactly. We have a lot of people.
Oh, boy. And by the way, for everybody that doesn't know, Rose is an interesting story. So she co-hosts Goddess Guidance with Nakia Lyle. And Goddess Guidance, our Friday show, it's on hiatus right now to the beginning of the year. And she's helping me on the Wednesday show and with the new hosts and so forth. But it's an interesting story because Nakia dragged you kicking and screaming onto Radio Rose. You weren't
right.
Even the one that wanted to do it.
No. I told her, I saw your ad in one of the Facebook groups, and I said, oh, hey, we were just talking about this, and she got in contact with me. I was like, oh, wait a minute, hold up. I did not say I was going to do this. And she just ran with it. It's actually been a wonderful journey, I have to say, Dax. I've grown a lot just by being a part of the Psychic Talk Network, you know, in the past several months, within the past year. And it's a wonderful experience, and it keeps getting better. So that's why I'm still here.
And the crazy thing is, it's Nakia that dragged you onto the network, but then now you become a producer on the network, and you're helping me with the new hosts and running some of the shows with the new hosts on it and so forth.
Yes.
It's insane.
Yeah.
It's insane. You know, isn't that interesting, Maria, how people get the radio bug?
It really is. It was not something I ever set out to do. Never thought about it, dreamed about it. It was not one of the things that was in my plans for the future. I don't. It just one thing led to another, and here I am. I that's why I believe in the guidance of the angels. They nudge you the whole way. When I started doing my spiritual work, it was with tarot. I started out reading tarot, and it was through that that I discovered how to work with the angelic realms, and now incorporating all of it together. And one thing led to another, and that's how I ended up here on the radio with you, Dex.
Absolutely. So I'm going to ask you the same question, Dr. Rose. What are your thoughts on 200 episodes already?
I know. It's completely amazing. I mean, weren't we just, like, I don't know, not too long ago celebrating the 100th episode? So it,
right,
you know, it's funny
and
how,
launching.
And that's it, exactly. And, you know, this network has just grown. You know, we have so many, what was it, 18 hosts. We have, practically a show every day and probably getting some more. Mm-hmm. It's amazing. And people have so many wonderful talents and modalities and experiences. Like, I love to hear about people's backgrounds. And so what happened when you saw this book fly off the shelf in front of you for to read? What was that like? You know, that kind of thing. So it's just wonderful. And this is a wonderful group of hosts, you know, for sure.
Awesome. Mary.
Yes. Yes.
So you've been on with us for a long time. What do you think about 200 episodes on the new network?
I think it's amazing. I feel like, you know, I was just now doing a search of back in the day when I was doing the Hollywood Insider show with you. And
oh, I love that show.
And it's so funny because I totally forgot it. Back then we were using like Tiny Chat for our little TV lounge during the show. It's just like so many things have changed within the time frame. That was like, that's 7-8 years ago, you know. So it's kind of amazing. Like, I just pulled up an episode now from like 7 years ago. I'm like, oh my gosh, has it been that long? And I look at the technology and I'm like, wow. And we've come a long way. The Tarot Guild has come a long way. Technology has even come a long way too. I feel in a way we were one of like the early groups of people out there even talking about these things on the internet radio, which internet radio was just kind of getting its feet wet too. So it's pretty wild. And to have now a network with such diverse shows and so many hosts and just going like gangbusters in less than a year, you know, it's wild. It's amazing.
I have a very different feel than the previous networks. There's just an endless powerful flow going.
Momentum.
You know, and momentum. Yeah, it just seems very different to me. What do you think, Maria? Doesn't it feel different than the other networks?
Definitely, definitely different than the other network. Is it, you know, you could feel the energy of all the different people that are involved in putting the show together, whether they're on one show together or whether they're doing separate shows. There's something that happens collectively as a group when all these energies are mixed and blended together, working together and working towards a common goal, and that's to promote the network. So it definitely does something. It really raises the vibes.
Absolutely. I think that's what really, really helps. And I know some of the other hosts are trying to get on.
Mm-hmm.
And some of them are calling in on Skype, so I don't know which line is them and which line is not them, you know, and things like that. I think one of our new or our absolute newest hosts, in fact, she hasn't even aired yet. She is going to be on Friday. In fact, this coming Friday, Stephanie Mayo.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm trying to find Stephanie. Let me see. Stephanie, is that you?
Yes.
Hi, Steph.
I am. Hi, how are you?
Welcome. Welcome, Stephanie.
Well, thank you very much. I figured it out.
Yeah.
Yeah, this radio show, I'm so excited about. I'm glad to be coming in at the time that I am coming in at. I've heard so much about it. I think it's a great way to get everything out there, and I definitely am seeing a different variety of people on here with different spirituality gifts that, you know, I've not seen on other networks. So it is really exciting.
Absolutely, and we're excited to have you too. Friday, December 7th, Pearl Harbor Day, you're going to get to meet Stephanie and find out a lot more about her. She's a professional psychic medium and tarot card reader. And join us on Friday, December 7th. Sue is going to be joining me, Sue Schumacher from Soul Sisters, the Thursday show. Sue has also stepped up to be a producer on the network and help us with the new hosts, getting new hosts, and great guests on the various shows, and helping me with the radio shows that the new hosts are coming on, like Stephanie here. So I'm glad you made it on the air with us, Stephanie.
Yeah, I am too. You know, I'm looking forward. I've been putting the word out. You know, I am a third generation psychic. My mom, she's also a reader. I was born gifted. And I have an extreme rare ability to kind of dig into situations and see detailed information. There's really not a subject that I can't touch on. I'm also trying to get my mom involved. I think she signed up too as well. I think we're all getting really excited for this.
Oh, that's great.
Mm-hmm. So December 7th, I'm definitely excited to do some live readings on air and get to know everybody. So I am really excited.
Awesome. Well, thanks for calling in. And, you know, hang out there if you like. I know Anne's calling in. I haven't seen her number pop up yet. Anne Anola from all the way from Stockholm, Sweden. And then just north of me is Sue Schumacher. And Sue, I know you're probably on the switchboard. Just bring your line live so you can join us, because I don't know which one of these lines is you. They're calling in on Skype, so
I think
it's just
this
a bunch
is me.
Of one. There you are. Okay,
you hear
we
me
found Sue.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Hi, honey.
It was hard.
Y'all put me in on the board.
Okay, I wrote you in.
Awesome.
I wrote you in.
Okay,
yeah,
got it.
Yeah, because there was a whole lot of Skype calls, and I don't know which one's you and which one is Anne and other
She's
callers.
She's right below me.
Calling in. Oh, okay. Well, we can bring Anne
yeah,
on,
please.
Too. So Anne and Sue are the hosts of Soul Sisters on Thursdays. Are you there, Anne?
Hi. Yes. Hi, everybody.
Hi, Sissy.
Hi. Do I have background noise, maybe? I was not expecting being on that right now, so is that okay?
Yeah, that's fine.
Yep.
You just want to listen
okay.
in?
Yes. So, happy anniversary. 200
yes,
episodes.
Happy
wow.
200 episodes, folks.
Absolutely crazy. Yeah, I'm excited. I'm excited for the new show coming up with our guy brain farting right now, guys. this coming Friday, right?
Stephanie,
Stephanie's
on the line too. She's here
Hi,
on the
Stephanie.
Air with us.
Hey, Stephanie, how are you doing today, Sue?
I'm doing good. Nice to meet you. I'm excited for Friday.
I am as well. I'm ready and revving to go.
Yeah, congratulations. Yeah, welcome aboard, by the way. We love bringing in new people, so it's very exciting for us.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
Sure.
I'm excited to see what it'll bring. I've got all my followers listening. I think I've got like 40 people already very interested, you know, to check this out as well. So I'm dying to see
how
this goes.
Wow, that's great.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right. And see, that's the power of a network, because you've got we're approaching 20 hosts, you know, that are also promoting to their fan base as well, you know, and we want to double that in the new year. And there's just going to be so much cross promotion, and it's just going to grow and grow and grow. And they'll find your show and you know, your page on the network, on the website, psychictalk.net, and they'll find all the other shows, which is fantastic. Hey, last but not least, I see Catherine's on here. Let's see if we can bring on Catherine Hahn, host of Compassionate Light on Mondays. Are you there, Catherine?
Yes, I am. Hello. How are you?
Welcome aboard. And I wanted to mention that Catherine's show is doing great. She had this wonderful series on the chakras. Now she's moving to a series on the archangels, which I know is just up Sharona's and Mary's alley. Right, Sharona and Mary? I mean, sorry, Maria. Maria, Catherine's doing archangels.
Yes. Wonderful. Catherine is fabulous, and she was a great student in my course, and I knew that she was just going to be just fantastic on the radio. So I'm really glad that you came on board with us, Catherine.
Well, thank you, Maria. Yeah, I'm excited to be here, and happy 200.
Thank you. Hey, happy 200 to all of you, because this is everybody that's involved here.
Yes, it's not us. It's not just me. It's not Maria and Sharona and you know, those of us, Mary, you know, have been around for like decades and decades. This is an accomplishment for all of us. You know,
right.
18
mm-hmm.
all 18 hosts and 11 radio shows. You know, and we're just chugging along. I think we're going to be at 500 before we know it. What do you guys think?
Oh, easy.
Oh, yeah. I think it's definitely doable. Looks mm-hmm. like you're on the right track there, Dax.
What do you think, Catherine, 200th episode?
It's great. You know, yeah, and, you know, hearing about the past, you know, how you started. Yeah, it's great to learn all that. I didn't even know that. So, yeah, you just have been on here for a long time.
Absolutely. And Sue had to say goodbye. Sue just jumped off there and has to go do some other things, but she was able to jump in and say, you know, happy 200th. So it was nice having Sue on here.
Awesome.
You can catch her on Friday. I just wanted to mention the Thursday show's on hiatus. Ann and Sue are on hiatus for the holidays. We'll be back in early January, but Sue is going to be on Fridays with Stephanie and me. Catherine, real quick, before we move on with the show, I just wanted to give you a plug, because your show's tomorrow. And
yes.
You want to tell folks, you know, what archangels you're going to be talking about, because this is the Angelic Realm show. So we should, you know, give you a plug.
So tomorrow we're going to be covering, we're going to be meeting with Archangel Zadkiel and Archangel Azrael. So they'll be joining us, and we're going to feel into their energy, get to know them pretty intimately, and go through some meditation so that you, listeners, can really feel their energy.
Awesome. Awesome. And I know you have a guest coming on in 2 weeks, right? Related to the related to the archangels, you know, do you want to give a plug for who's your guest in a couple of weeks?
Yeah, so her name is Christina Roche, and she's an archangel channel. She's also a mentor of mine and a friend, and we're actually going to be introducing you to another realm of angels together. So, and, you know, we've together been meeting with all these new angels that are coming forward because of,
wow,
you know, we're raising our consciousness, so into the 5D consciousness.
That's great. That's going to be so interesting because I've never heard about that, and I'd be interested to listen in and find out about this. So,
yes,
on with the show.
So...
yeah, I'm sorry. Finish up there, Catherine.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be great. You know, they have such great energy. So I'm very excited.
Awesome. Awesome. So I was going to say, Maria and Sharona, on with the show. I know we wanted to mention the holiday sale. We wanted to talk about Sharona's upcoming book and course, too. Where do you want to go next, Maria?
Okay, well, first thing I'd just like to mention is I'd just like to give special gratitude today to Archangel Gabriel, being that it is the holiday season with Christmas coming, because Archangel Gabriel is the Christmas angel, and this is the archangel who brings good news to all, and he greeted Mary and let her know that she would be the mother of Jesus, the Son of God, and he is known as the Christmas angel, and I just want to give a special thanks today to Archangel Gabriel. And Archangel Gabriel is also known as a special archangel of communication. And here we are, you know, in communications, you know, as big as it can get. We're talking to, you know, a large audience of people over the airwaves. So Archangel Gabriel is definitely a part of all of this. So that's the first thing I wanted to say. And I also, while we're talking about upcoming shows, I want to just mention, while we were on that topic as well, that Sunday, December 16th, 2 weeks from today, we have a special guest, and it's an interview show with a special guest, Elizabeth Tombolian. I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing her name right, Sharona. How do you pronounce her name again?
That's how you pronounce it, more of like Tombolian.
Tombolian, okay. Elizabeth Tombolian, and she's a sound and energy healer and a musician. So Sharona did a fantastic job at lining up some great guests for us recently, and this is just another one. And we felt that it was very appropriate for the holiday season to have somebody who was had a talent with music and sound energy healing, because Lord knows, you know, at the holiday season there's so much singing and things going on like that. And we felt it was just the right time to have somebody like that. It's very festive. A very festive topic and guest. So I really thank you, Sharona, for your hard work setting that up. And Sharona is going to tell us about her new course that she has and guidebook that she's been working on, and that's going to be coming up in 2019. It's going to become part of a new Master Angel Practitioner package that we're going to offer through the IAAP, International Association of Angel Practitioners, and angelpractitioners.com. So we'll tell everybody about all of that. And in the meantime, I just wanted to mention the folks, if you're looking for a gift that won't break your budget, you can check out my book, Angel Practitioner Handbook, A Foundation Guide. And it's available wherever you purchase books online. Just about any online retailer will have it, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, you could even go to the publisher's website, Balboa Press. It's Angel Practitioner Handbook, A Foundation Guide, and it comes in a variety of ebook formats and also paperback. And it's sure to inspire anyone that is looking to learn more about the angels and how to bring them into their life and work. So, again, that's Angel Practitioner Handbook, A Foundation Guide. Makes a great gift. Sharona, why don't you tell everyone about your wonderful new course that's going to be coming soon?
Well, I'm very excited. We're calling, the name of the course is going to be Angelic Realms Reiki. And what you will be able to do is, it's a way of combining the two energy healing modalities, traditional Reiki, along with working with the angels. And you will develop the skills to work with each modality. This is for people who already do Reiki, or if you're new to Reiki. I have been a Reiki master for over 20 years. So as part of the course, I will help you become a Reiki master, but I will also, you'll get certification to be able to be an Angelic Realms Reiki practitioner. And the great thing about this is not only do you bring in the universal energy into your healing sessions, and by healing sessions, we mean healing for mind, body, and spirit, but I will also show you how to bring in the empowering energy of crystals, tarot and angel cards, and essential oils so you can help yourself and others. And this is it for people if you want to just do it for yourself and family. But also, I will show you, I've had a spiritually based business for over 20 years, so I will show you some helpful tips. And most importantly, what you will find is by working during the program and connecting with the angelic realms, that you will gain definitely enhanced psychic abilities, self-development, spiritual growth, and purpose. So I am so excited to be putting this all together and offering this program. And I feel that it's another facet in the diamond that we offer in all of the courses that we put together.
Me too. What do you think, Maria? Fantastic.
I'm really excited about this. It gives, you know, another option, because the first Master Angel Practitioner package that we have, that that consisted of the Certified Angel Practitioner course, the Angelic Mediumship and Mentoring course, and the Angelic Numerology and Tarot. Now we'll have one with Certified Angel Practitioner, Angelic Realms Reiki, and Angelic Numerology and Tarot. So there'll be two different types of Master Practitioner courses, because not everyone is into mediumship, and not everyone is into the healing. So this way, it gives us two well-rounded programs, different strokes for different folks.
Wow. And in the meantime, I thought I'd mention that we do have a holiday sale going on right now. It's basically a buy one, get one. So you can enroll in Maria's Certified Angel Practitioner course, and you're going to get my course free, along with free membership in the organizations, the IAP and the Tarot Guild, and certification included free too, which is usually a separate charge. So everything's, you know, all included for the cost of one course. You'll find that over at psychictalk.net/holiday sale. I put it in the chat room for everybody listening live. It's in the chat room there. But you can just, if you're listening in archive, you can just open a new tab in your browser, type in psychictalk.net/holiday sale, and you'll be able to read all about it and enroll in Maria's course there, and also be able to automatically enroll in my course and get your memberships and certification and everything, all for one low price. So that's what we've got going on. And since it's past the bottom of the hour, I thought I'd just mention the upcoming shows real quick. You'll find that linked from our front page there, along with the hosts and everything else at psychictalk.net, but you can open a new tab in your browser, type in psychictalk.net/upcoming to see all the upcoming shows. We just mentioned Catherine Hahn's Compassionate Light Healing and Guidance Show tomorrow with the new Archangel series. Getting to Know Archangel Zadkiel and Azrael is tomorrow. And then on Wednesday, December 5th, Dr. Rose, you still there, Rose? It's going to be Dr. Rose Wilkerson. Yeah. Our show on Wednesday, we're going to have Angela Johnston is our co-host, and she's in the United Kingdom. I think she's in – is she in Devon? I think she's in Devon.
I think that's right.
If I'm getting
that
right. And Angela participated in an interesting experiment and it dealt with various healing modalities and the aura. And I'm going to let her explain it, but the idea I'm getting is that they were taking pictures with the aura camera, Rose. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Yes, I do.
And
I got the name of it.
During different healing modalities, you know, and so that sounds fascinating. So we're going to find out about that. Plus, it's open lines and mini readings all show long on Wednesday, and then just going to mention Friday real quickly, December 7th, because you're going to get to meet our newest radio host, Sue Schumacher, is joining me on that show, and we're going to be bringing on, of course, Stephanie Mayo, psychic medium and tarot card reader. You're going to meet Stephanie. We're going to do mini readings on air and get to meet the brand new host. And Stephanie, you're still on there, right?
Yes, I sure am. Thank you, Dax.
Can't wait for Friday. This is going to be a lot of fun. I know Sue is really stoked.
Yeah, I am too, because I'm not your average tarot card reader. I'm also a psychic medium. I just use the tarot as a tool. I'm really excited to show my gift. It's a really rare one. Not a topic I can't kind of search into. I do get time frames. I see what's coming. I'm extremely empathic. And I'm just really, really excited. This energy vibration I've got is just bouncing off the walls.
So Sue and I are going to interview Steph on Friday and find out about her background, her family. You know, she's like third generation. Her mom, which her mom recently also joined our Facebook group, psychictalk.net/Facebook. You can join it too. But Stephanie's mom joined, you know, so I'm hoping to get her on the show and interview your mom as well.
Oh, that would be awesome. You know, it's always been a dream to kind of do a tag team mother-daughter, you know, reading off and on. So this is going to be exciting as well. She's more powerful than I am, and kind of scares me at times sometimes. She just knows everything, it seems, before I do it. So it would be nice to bring her on and let her and I go at it. That would be beautiful. We're able to help so many people. I just, you know, the fact that we help people and bring things to light, you know, give them the ability to look at things in a different light. And, you know, like with the show today, we're on a different vibration. This world's on a different vibration. So, you know, the angels are getting stronger. You know, everything is just getting a little bit more intense. So, you know, it is something to look forward to, the energy that is coming through to help people, you know, guide them and get them ready for this generation that we're dealing with.
That's right. That's right. So, everybody, that is the upcoming shows for this week. Just wanted to give you a taste. There's other shows, of course, you know, Mary and I on Saturday. There's the Spiritual Landscape Show with Lottie and Frankie on Sunday. You're going to find them all at psychictalk.net/upcoming and find out what's coming. I know Power of Forgiveness on the Spiritual Landscape Show. And Mary and I are doing Giving the Perfect Gift with Tarot. We will actually have a spread for you to use. And that's this coming Saturday, December 8th. So that's everything that's coming up. Maria, where do you want to go now? Oh, is Maria there? Hello, Maria.
Yes, Dax, I'm here. I was just doing some things in
the
background.
Oh, there you are.
Yes, yes, I was
doing stuff in the background.
And behind the scenes, I think I'd like to go to calls. How about you?
Oh, that sounds great. Let's take some callers, see who's out there on this 200th episode. Let's see, who's been waiting the longest? It looks like area code 860. Caller, what's
Hello?
Your name? Where are you calling from? Hi.
Hi, this is Amala from Connecticut.
Amala from Connecticut.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
What would you like to chat about?
Today, well, congratulations on your 200 episode, for sure.
Yeah.
All of you.
Very much.
Congratulations for, you know, hats off to you. I hope you have 2,000 more shows. sky's the limit, right?
I love
the
it.
Sky's the limit.
Awesome.
So I do have a question. My birthday is coming up in a couple weeks, and I am wondering if you could maybe pick up on something coming up with this guy that I'm interested in. Just was wondering what's happening this month, I guess, in the next couple of months.
So what's your birth month? Your birth month is December. What's your birthday?
December 16th.
Oh, I'm June 16th. Okay, so December 16th.
Yep.
I thought I'd take a look at the numbers real quick while Sharona and Maria see what they're getting.
Okay.
Okay. This guy that you're talking about, this is somebody new that has come into your life now?
Yeah, it's interesting. I think he's reinventing himself, so he probably feels new.
Okay, yeah, because yeah. I'm feeling like it's a new relationship. But why am I getting that there's something still, like, some energy that's still connected to your ex?
I don't know. You might be picking up. There is nothing with the ex, because I think it's interesting because this has been 6 months. So mm-hmm. it's been a very interesting road with the same person I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
So there's definitely nobody before him. Absolutely not.
Okay, because I'm feeling like there's some energy there that's connected to an ex. Maybe some kind of comparison or something that's going on in somebody's mind.
Okay.
Because sometimes we have a tendency to do that, to like, when somebody new comes into our life, we're still, even though we might be, you know, have made up our minds that we're never, ever going to go back to the ex, there still might be things that we're comparing.
Okay.
You know,
okay.
So that is kind of like what needs to be released, okay? And, okay, let me just see. Tune in here. I don't even really want to pull cards on this. I'm just feeling, I'm feeling like he's the type that's going to be a romantic type, the type that's going to bring flowers, that kind of thing. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm getting a sweet energy about him. Okay. So I'm feeling, you know, it's feeling good. And I'm getting the number 3. I'm not sure where that comes in.
Okay.
Number 3 connected with this. Does he have children?
No, he does not.
Okay. Is there how would the number 3 be connected?
3? I have no idea. It could be 3 weeks ago. That's when I last saw him, I believe.
Okay. I
think
it's a little more significant, though.
What's that?
I feel like 3 is more significant than that, though. Like there's something with the number 3 and the energy of the number 3. Okay.
Okay.
Let's think of it. When I think about the energy of 3, I get merging, blending, growth, because that's the basics of numerology. The number 3, or you know, two things come together to bring a third. Okay. I feel the energy of 3. It could be part of the X in the mind still, where here's the
creativity,
two people,
and
two
communication
people.
Too.
Yeah. Oh, that's another good one, Dax. Yes. And I feel like number 3 somehow is significant. Maybe, you know what I'm getting now too? I think 3 months from now, you're going to really know where you stand with this. You're going to have a lot bigger, more clear picture of the relationship and the two of you together. So I see you being together for at least 3 months. So I'm feeling a good energy.
You just said 3, and 3 is March. So that's the third month. That's interesting.
Okay. Okay, mm-hmm. All right.
There's another factor.
Okay.
Maria, there's another mm-hmm. factor I wanted to throw in for Amala is that she's in mm-hmm. a personal year of 3.
Mm.
She's in a personal year of 3, and she's about to go into a personal year of 4, which is structure, mm-hmm. which is better for relationships too. You know, you start off with the creativity and communication now, and then you move into the 4 energy, then you're ready to be more serious.
Okay. Okay.
I like that.
That's my 2 cents.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. It's
Sharona?
Go ahead, Sharona.
Does Sharona get anything?
I'm getting a lot of the same things that Dax and Maria is picking up on, but I'm also getting a lot of activity around career and work. Is this person
yep.
in some ways related to your work?
Yeah, it's interesting. Okay, because I just want to go back to what Zach and Maria were saying. You were saying about the ex. I'm a writer, and I'm actually writing about the ex and the chapters about forgiveness. So
mm-hmm.
it was a huge part of my life, this person as the past, and I'm writing about it. So a lot of it has to do with what I'm really tightening up on getting this book done. I'm well on my way. So yes, definitely. There's a lot of energy around that. That's what I'm confirming for you.
Yeah.
Validating.
Yeah. I see a lot of busyness around career and a lot of success with that. So you're really busy right now. You're integrating all of this and the beginning of next year, you're going to be very successful in terms of manifesting things in terms of your career and your business and your professional life.
Okay. That sounds wonderful. I'm excited for this upcoming year. And the birthday is coming around, too. So I really feel that the birthday is a new year. So I think it's good. It's just about new beginnings. And I'm ready for it. Definitely ready for it. So.
And things really beginning to bloom. Think about that in the 3 months, in that month of March, things really starting to really shine for you.
Oh, that's
wonderful. I feel that three energy. And threes are all about growth, you know. So I think that's really good.
And just to wrap it up, that my book is being planned to be done by February. That completely makes sense.
Oh, perfect.
It all makes sense. Yes. Yes.
Perfect.
So I'm excited. Thank you so much for your messages.
You're welcome.
Thanks, Amala.
Oh, you're so
great
welcome.
Great call. Yeah. I'm looking forward to hearing about the book maybe later on.
Yeah.
It's interesting she mentioned. I love the synchronicities, you know, how you were getting that three energy and then she's in a personal year of three, about to go into a four.
Mm-hmm.
And also she mentioned the forgiveness, and that's the theme of the show next Sunday with Spiritual Landscapes with Lottie and Frankie, is forgiveness.
Awesome.
Interesting
Definitely.
Stuff.
Very interesting.
Before we go to the next call, I wanted to say real quickly, thanks to all of our hosts that called in today. I know, you know, we couldn't get you on air a lot because obviously we have a whole show to do and now we're into calls and everything, but I appreciate everybody that called in to say happy 200th. All of our wonderful hosts. Yeah, let's see.
Yes, thank you all. It's very nice to hear all your voices here, all together with us.
It was
very nice
to meet you guys. You guys finish this, have a wonderful show.
Thanks.
Still going to be listening in. It was nice to meet you guys.
Thank you. Angel blessings.
Yes. Great hearing Stephanie for the first time on there. And Dr. Rose, thanks for being on, too. I know a lot of the other hosts had to leave already, but I want to say thank you to Dr. Rose because I know she's still on. Okay, I think we might have time to take a couple more callers. Remember, if we don't get to your call today, you can call in on Catherine's show, Compassionate Light, tomorrow. Same bat time, same bat channel. And let's see, I think area code 510 has been waiting the longest. 510, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. It's Tasha calling from California.
Hi, can you say your name one more time? I didn't catch it. California,
Tasha.
But Tasha, okay. Tasha in California. All righty. You got the same area code as Dr. Rose. She's in Berkeley.
Yes. Okay.
So, what do you want to chat about? Remember, it's open lines, but you can also ask for a message from the angels or a mini
beating. From the angels.
Let's do a message from the angels. Yeah, we haven't done that all show long, Maria and Sharona.
Yeah, well, yes and no, we have.
Specifically
but,
just giving angel messages,
right,
you know, which
right.
I think we should do a lot more of, to be honest with you.
Yeah, general angel message, what the angels have to share that, you know, would not based on a specific question, just what they want you to know that's in your highest good. That's okay. Okay, Tasha. Okay, you have Archangel Raziel coming through for you, and this archangel is is the archangel of clear vision, clairvoyance, seeing clearly. So I believe that he's coming to you to let you know that when you get images in your mind's eye, that's the way the angels will speak to you. Okay, so you'll maybe put your request for guidance out there, and then all of a sudden, out of the blue, you get this image in your mind's eye, and you're like, oh, why didn't I think of that before? That's kind of the way that they'll speak to you, and they'll use a lot of symbols. Yeah, and sometimes you might get an image that pops into your head, and you're not quite sure what does it mean. Okay, that's where you could call upon Archangel Raziel to help you to better interpret the signs and symbols that the angels are sending you. Okay, and Archangel Azrael also comes through for you, and this archangel is a very powerful archangel, and this archangel is one that comes through for those that are very good at working with others in the form of guiding people through difficulties. Okay, this is also the archangel that helps newly departed souls cross over to the other side as well. So I feel like you're the kind of person that people will come to with their problems, and they'll get comfort from talking to you. Okay, so this archangel comes through with that. That's Archangel Azrael. And Archangel Raphael also comes through for you, and he's reminding you to release any energies that you may be absorbing, because you're also very empathic and you kind of feel what others are feeling. And he's coming through, and he wants you to release, you know, when people come and they talk to you and you give them your advice and whatever it may be, you want to be able to release that energy. You don't want their energy to drag you down, in other words. So he's reminding you to do that. And a good way to do that is by, you can just say, Archangel Raphael, and breathe in. Archangel Raphael, breathe in and breathe out. And you say it three times. Draw it in and let it go. Draw it in and let it go. And what you're doing is you're invoking the energy of Archangel Raphael. And what you're saying is God heals. When you say Raphael, that's what it means. It means God heals. And as you're doing that, as you're breathing that in and breathing it out, you're cleansing and healing yourself of any energetic debris that might have been left over from people that are, you know, unloading on you, so to speak. All right? So that's okay. The messages that I have for you from the angels. Let's see what Sharona has.
Okay. Oh, and real quickly, I got listen to your dreams. Pay attention to your dreams. Program your dreams. Dreams are coming through really strongly. What are you getting, Sharona?
Well, I have Archangel Gabriel, Archangel Ariel, and Archangel Michael. And I'm getting, are you, Tasha, have you been thinking about following your passion, maybe starting a new business or career or something on the side? Does that occur to you? Because I see that, you know, stay with it. You've got, you know, keep thinking about, there's like a gift that you want to bring to the world. And there's an opportunity there. And next year, things coming full circle where you can bring that gift to life. But I see that, you know, you're thinking about a plan that you want to do and it really working out. And calling upon Archangel Ariel, which has to do with career and money and financial things, and just tapping into that. But it's almost like Archangel Gabriel kind of tapped you on the head maybe a month ago, and you're getting these ideas. So nurture those ideas. They can be very, very good in the coming year.
Okay.
You know what I wanted to add too? Like what Zach said about paying attention to your dreams, you know, listening to your dreams. What I had mentioned earlier about Archangel Raziel, about that the angels send you images in your mind's eye. Dreams can often be very visual for a lot of people,
mm-hmm.
and Yeah, so pay attention to that, because that's another way where your clairvoyance will kick in, is when you're
okay.
dreaming. All right?
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Angel blessings.
Thanks a lot, Tasha. So we have time for one more call, but before we go there, I want to remind everybody to check out the holiday sale, psychictalk.net/holiday sale, because it is a wonderful opportunity. You can enroll in Maria's course and get my course free. It's a buy one, get one, basically. But not only that, you're going to get membership in the Tarot Guild, membership in the International Association of Angel Practitioners, and you're going to get up to 3 certifications: certified angel practitioner, certified numerologist, certified tarot reader, all of that included free. So go over and check it out at psychictalk.net/holiday sale to get in on that deal. Let's see who's been waiting the longest. It looks like area code 267. Last caller on the 200th episode. Are you there?
Hello, yes. Happy 200th, guys.
What's
Thank
your name?
You.
I'm Donna from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
Hi, Donna.
Hello. I just wanted to know what you see for me. I feel kind of like the other woman, but not so damn, because I think I got rid of a lot of negativity, which went for me. But do you see any good things coming in, or anything at all, you see?
There's always good things if you're open to the good things. That's what the angels are telling
oh, yes.
you to remind you, okay? Because if you've gotten through a lot already. There's, you know, Archangel Jeremiah comes through for you very strongly, Donna, and he tells you that, you know, you're tough. You're tougher than you think. Okay, and
that's my buddy, Michael.
Jeremiah. Michael, definitely. Michael is a great Jeremiah.
Yeah.
Okay, Jeremiah is...
Oh, okay.
Yeah, this archangel is an archangel that helps those that have been through the school of hard knocks, so to speak. Archangel Michael is a great protector, and I'm sure, you know, if you call upon him, he's with you. He's probably the most well-known archangel, and he's with anybody that needs him at any time. But Archangel Jeremiah comes through especially for those who have been through difficult and challenging times, and he's coming through for you today to remind you that this is in the past, it's behind you. Look forward and look to the future with great hope, okay, because you'll receive the biggest blessings when you're in that valley. Okay, that's when we get our biggest blessings, when we're in that low. So just remember that when you're in the low, that and if you keep the faith and you call upon God and the angels to help you, that they will bring you out of it, and you will be brought out better, stronger, happier than you ever were before. Just stay in the faith, because when you're down is when you have the biggest chance and the biggest blessings to come through and pick you back up, okay? And be ready, you know, with open arms to accept these blessings and just feel deserving of it, so that you can stay in that state for a lot longer, because life's a series of ups and downs. That's how it is. But if we stay in faith, we can be brought out of whatever it is that, you know, that has gotten us down. So just remember that. And you know, you're really a highly sensitive person, okay, so you have to take extra care. There's a lot of empaths out there, a lot of people that just soak up energies, and I feel like you're very connected also with energies from the other side, departed loved ones, and I feel like they are, I don't know, are you recognizing that they are trying to come through to you and give you messages, people that have gone on before you, family members, friends, whatever, that are on the other side? Are you feeling that? Because they're around you.
Sometimes, yes.
Okay, yeah, yeah. So when you're feeling that, don't discount it. It's real, okay? And use that opportunity to talk to them. You could just talk right out loud, or you can just think the thoughts that you want to say to them. It doesn't really matter. There's no right or wrong. and they will hear you, and they will, you know, they will get the message that you want to give them, as well as being open to the messages they want to give you, you know, and watch out for the signs. Okay, signs are all around us, every day, everywhere. Just be open to them, and you'll see, because you'll know when it's a sign, because it'll happen more than once. It'll happen very often in threes. Okay. There's that number three coming up again, Dax. Okay. And the three of us here, Dax, me, Maria, myself, Maria, and Sharona, we really
the three amigos.
Calling in today. The three amigos. Go ahead, Sharona. Go on.
It's amazing. I'm getting very similar things to what Maria was talking about. I'm seeing in the past the card that's called the Strength card, where it's strength through grace and kindness. No matter what you have gone through, Donna, you have handled that with such strength and grace and kindness that the archangels have been watching over you. I see like Michael has been holding you. And coming up very, very soon, I see new relationships coming into your life and new things, you know, with people that share your vision. Like you're going to be meeting and having fun with people that are like you and that understand you. So this is going to happen very quickly. So get ready.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Awesome.
Yeah, but I just wanted to know why, like, I am that sensitive. Like, why can't I just say, you know, excuse me, but I guess it's because it's not who I am, and just walk away and move on. I don't know, but I'm learning. Maybe I'm stronger through all I've been through with these people that I feel don't even have. I shouldn't have even given my time of day, but I did. I was fooled.
Well, we have to learn from our mistakes. You know, if we keep repeating the same thing over, we're going to keep getting the same lesson handed back to us. That's what happens. So we have to learn from our mistakes.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. And I was just as a little aside, I was getting for some reason a lot of cards talking about a wedding reception popping up in the cards.
Mm-hmm.
So there must be some celebration on its way, Donna. Yep. Keep your eye out for that. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying, you know, necessarily a wedding for Donna, but I feel like she's going to be invited to one and be able to kind of de-stress, you know, and enjoy herself.
That's
yeah.
Fun time.
Well,
yes.
I want to thank you, Maria and Sharona, for a wonderful show. I want to thank all of our hosts that were able to join us and all the other, you know, 18 hosts out there. And what a wonderful 200th.
Yeah, it really was. I'm so happy that we had all those hosts able to join us today and help us celebrate. It really is a wonderful thing, with the way everyone supports each other on the network. So thank you all. And, you know, I'm looking forward to coming back in 2 weeks again with Sharona, with our guest. That Sharona, you want to mention her name again, Sharona, the guest that we have coming up on December 16th?
Her name is Elizabeth Tambulian, and you guys are going to be in for a treat. Really awesome woman.
Okay. And she's a sound and energy healer and a musician, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So it's perfect for
Perfect for the holidays.
We've been having, you know, it's funny because this stuff's not planned out. Everybody does their own individual shows. Yet there are hosts on the various shows, and it's becoming a theme having on sound healing lately. A lot of the people are talking about sound and sound healing. So that's just fascinating to me.
Awesome. There's always a lot of synchronicities when you do this kind of work, and when you work well with others, you know, all the energies start to come in sync, and that's how you know when you're going with the flow, things are just connecting.
Yep. And a big shout out to our callers and, of course, our listeners, because without the listeners, we don't have a show.
And remember,
thanks, everybody,
our holiday sale. Let's give that link one more time, Dax.
Yep. PsychicTalk.net/holiday sale. It's a fantastic deal. Go check it out. PsycheTalk.net/holiday sale. If we didn't get to your call today, remember you can call in tomorrow on Catherine's show, Compassionate Light. Same time, 11 a.m. Pacific time, 2 p.m. Eastern, and the same place, PsycheTalk.net/live. We'll see you then. Bye, Maria, and bye, Sharona.
Bye,
everybody.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Blessings.